of your Holy Spirit, and you will enlighten us even now. Let these words sink into our hearts. Let your purpose and your plan be carried out in Jesus' name. Amen. God's overcomers, and we must be. God is looking out for overcomers. In the church, there will be Christians who are defeated, who are overcome by evil, by flesh, by Satan, and so on. But there will always be a few overcomers. Are you an overcomer? God chooses the few to reach the many. Always, that is his principle. See, the overcomers must totally glorify God. Give all glory to God. The overcomers must give themselves to death. A crucified life. You cannot love your life and be an overcomer. Forget it. You can memorize scriptures. You can come for Bible study, whatever. But the crucified life, that means allow ourselves to the dealings of the Holy Spirit, the disciplining part of God's dealing with us. He may permit us to be accused unreasonably, false accusations, misunderstandings, rejection, and it'll come from a place where you least expect, or from a person whom you really love. That's why David said, I can understand if it's any other one, but this person who sat with me, ate with me, came to church with me, he lifted up his heel against me. It happened to the Lord. And when we walk in his footsteps, it can happen to us. That's our calling, brother. And you will be accused left side and right side. And you will be wondering. You will be cursing the devil, binding all powers of evil that is working in and through that person. Sure enough, that's okay. You can do that. But that never moves. Remember David? For nearly 13 years, the Lord has to crush him. I want to say that word again. Just crush and squeeze him until there was no strength in David. No wonder. Afterwards, when he was prepared, he never wanted to go to Jerusalem without asking the Lord. He said, Lord, can I go now? And the Lord said, yes, you can go. After the Saul's death. And he asked again, where shall I go? And the Lord said, Hebron. You see, he's got the answer. He could have straight away gone and just, you know, people would have made him king. Because Saul is dead. But he said, no, I must ask him. I am alive because of him. That is a place the Lord wants us to bring. But are we prepared to give in? So, brothers and sisters, we must come to the depth to self, our self-life, our desire, our emotions, our thoughts and our plans and purposes. Not my will, Lord, but yours be done. My times are in your hands. My days are with you. You have seen, if you tarry my funeral, you have seen where I will be buried. You have seen all that, Lord, but don't let me come to you without fulfilling your call. If you can pray the prayer, you are on the right track. You are on the right track. Now today, I want to continue as the Lord has urged me within my heart. Now, the overcomers, they have a different kind of approach when they pray. The overcomers not only ask from God and intercede for others to God, The overcomers, they have an authority in prayer. There is a prayer of authority. Child of God, you should know that. Because there are various kinds of prayer for various situations. For example, you have different kinds of knives in your kitchen, isn't it? There are some big ones, medium ones, small ones. There are ones with kind of a little, you know, like teeth to cut bread, so rough ones. And there are very tiny ones to peel something, you know, whether garlic or onions. You don't take a big knife to peel a garlic, no. So use different knives. The same way, Ephesians, can we open? Ephesians chapter 6, sorry. The book of Ephesians chapter 6. You know, it's very sad that most of the time these important things are not taught in churches. And therefore, the church has become a group of beggars. They all the time beg. You allow them to pray, you immediately know where they have come from. Ephesians, now I won't blame the people anyway. Like pastor, like people. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer. I'm reading from King James. Praying always with all prayer. All kinds of prayer. How many kinds of prayer you know? But I am not actually going deep into this now. But I am telling you, if you want to be an overcomer, you should know what kind of prayer must be sent to what kind of situation. Otherwise, you cannot be an overcomer. When you had to do something and you keep on asking, oh Lord, won't you hear? I'm in trouble. There is no answer. There is no answer. And we think, well, maybe that the Lord wants me to go through this. Maybe that the Lord is teaching me something. Some of us, we think the Lord is teaching me something. Are we going to learn forever? So why don't we learn quickly? And kick the devil. You see, surely the Israelites need not have learned for 40 years when they could have crossed within 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks. But they learned it for 40 years. Round and round. Merry-go-round. No, it wasn't sand round. All kinds of prayer. See, prayer is not only asking, prayer is authority. Now, Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke 10:19. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege of studying your word. See, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus said this after the 70 disciples returned with joy. And what did they say? When you back up in verse 17, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Now they have been exercising the authoritative prayer, commanding prayer. So their hearts were joyful. They saw the demons shuddered and they were subject. They were bound in his name. And they came joyfully unto the Lord. And the Lord said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. See, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I want to tell you this. Majority of Christians do not know that there is a real enemy. It has not been given to them as a revelation. Majority of the Christians don't believe that the demons do attack Christians. They believe that we are totally foolproof, you know. We are totally protected from the attack of Satan. Nowhere in the Bible it says so. If you are totally protected, why should the Lord tell us, submit yourselves to God and resist the devil? If we are totally protected, why should the Bible say, give no place for the devil? People don't realize that we are on a war, and the church is actually combating with evil forces, and we are conquerors, more than conquerors, and we are now trained to rule with Jesus Christ throughout eternity, and each one is a soldier, and we need to take and use the weapons God has given us, and not only use it for ourselves, and use it to deliver the others. And there's too much of rubbish that's being done by Satan in many families. It is attacking the Christian families all over. And the church is just on its own way of, like Queen Vashti, having her own program as if there are no enemies. People just come, you know, and then sing and then go home. And they don't even think, oh Lord, what's happening here? Where are you? Why is it that you don't show up? Why this sister is, every time I see her, she's always depressed and sad. What's happening here, Lord? Why are we in this condition? Are you not children of King of Kings? Have you not given all your power to us? Did you not say all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me? Now you go. Did you not say I will be with you all the days of your life till the end of the age? But what's happening? Where is the power? Where is the kingdom of God, its manifestation? Nobody asked. But Gideon asked, if the Lord is with us, where are the miracles that we heard of? Where is the power? Well, you say the Lord is with us. And the angel said, you will defeat the Midianites as one man. The Lord is with you, Gideon. Brothers and sisters, we are in the New Testament. Believers, if the Lord can do so much of things through the Old Testament people, how much more? We have the reality. They had a type. They had to wait until Jesus was resurrected to be born again. They were kept aside in paradise. But you and I, we have been brought to such a place and such a time as this. So this authority, we should learn to use it against the enemy. I give you authority. Yeah. One day I was commanding one demon to leave. This man was totally possessed. And the demon was so fierce and angry with me. And he came and caught my shirt. Like that. Inside the church. Arise it in the name of Jesus. You get out of this man. I was a bit frightened inside. Because, you know, I mean, that's the way you grow. And he fell down. And afterwards I asked the Lord. I was troubled. I was really troubled. He said, Lord, I quoted these words to him. I sat, you know, on the floor and I was thinking everybody has gone now. Why did you allow that? You said nothing shall hurt. And the voice came. Yes, hurt. Were you hurt? He caught on your shirt. You were not hurt. See? The Lord means what he says. And even not even one button came out. No. Nothing. Just caught my shirt. That's all. We should learn to use the authority in prayer. The overcomers use the authority in prayer. If you cannot use the prayer of authority, you cannot be an overcomer. You are going to be defeated. You are going to actually misunderstand God, the Father, and say, Lord, maybe there's something wrong with me.
But the Bible says there are all kinds of prayer. The overcomers, only the overcomers know how to use what kind of prayer to different situations. I'm talking to you about the authoritative prayer. Yes. Now, the prayer of authority is not asking God to do something. The prayer of authority is ruling, commanding with Christ. When is the last time that you used that prayer? Commanding with Christ. Most of the time I see people praying, they're asking God. That's good. You ask Him, that's one kind of prayer, petitioning, supplication. And you can pray for some other person, oh Lord, let your healing power come down upon this dear child of God or somebody. You pray intercession, prayer of faith, but the prayer of authority, commanding, which is very, very important. That is, the Lord says, you can command in certain situations. You can give the authority in certain situations. You have the command. You remember, Jesus was preaching, and suddenly one man cried out from the crowd, Jesus, we know who you are. You are the Holy One of Israel. Holy One of God. The demon's voice is kind of, you know, weird. You know, he's not human. But the demon uses the voice of the person. And you know what Jesus said? But some translation says, be quiet. Some say, be muzzled. Right? But the actual word Jesus used is, shut up. Come out of that man. That's it. Immediately that man was delivered. He said, shut up. He used the authority as a son of God. And the same authority God has given us, and we should use it the proper time, guided by the Holy Spirit. Are you there? You see that woman came behind Paul and Silas. These are the servants of God who are telling us the way of salvation. These are the servants of God who are telling us the way of salvation. And Paul just got annoyed and he knew. Brother, let me tell you, when demons harass you, if you don't get angry, like I said the other day, there's something wrong already. If you're not angry with the devil, you are already in his camp. You are in a state of coma. Maybe you are drinking his 1% milk, I don't know. You're in a state of coma. And I see some families, the devil is just massacring, trampling them, giving disease, bringing contention and strife, stopping the salary, stopping the money that is due for them, and doing something for their vehicle. And you said, oh God, oh Lord. I like the song that you sang the other day. I went to the enemy's camp. But we can sing, but we must act on it. You know, the devil is not scared in about our songs. The devil is scared when the word of God is in your heart and the word of God is in your mouth. He gets frightened, brother. That's why most of the time the devil keeps you and me, very especially in Canada, away from the word. Giving us all work, 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 work. Work at the office, work at home, work in the garden, work, work, work. Work. Make bricks without the straw. Work. Come on now, there's too much of bills. Work. How much time have we got? We give the balance little time. Oh, Lord, you understand. It's already 11:15, but I don't know. Maybe I'll read tomorrow. And our soul never receives any strength. Isaiah 45:11. Are you following me? That's good. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Isaiah 45, verse 11. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, asks me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. My gosh. You command me. Jehovah is telling you and me to his children, will you command me? I am giving you authority. I am giving you permission. Command me. Can you see that? You see, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 23, we see Jesus Christ's death and resurrection is exalted to the heavenlies, seated at the right hand of the Father. His name has been exalted above every name because he humbled himself. The devil never knew, did you know that? That he was to be resurrected. That God kept him in confusion. The cross was a trap of the enemy. Oh, I like that, brother. I really like that. Like the rat trap we have, the fellow gets caught, you know. Sometimes the tail, sometimes right on the... The cross was the trap of God Almighty for the devil. And he chased Jesus all the way, and he chased him and nagged him and nagged him and nagged him. Finally, he got hold of him through the Pharisees and then caught him, nailed him to the cross and crucified him. And when he said, Father, receive my spirit. Oh, I tell you, the whole hordes of hell must have let loose. And all the demons and fallen angels must have gathered in Jerusalem. The whole place got so dark. Having a good celebration. And the Bible says the rulers of this world never knew that third day is coming. And the third day, I always thought, Father, but in the Psalms is already written that you will not allow the Holy One to see corruption. But the devil, no, he made the devil blind. He is confused and he is fooled. This fool did not know that Jesus will rise. And when he just laid hands on him and the judgment was passed. Hallelujah. How was the trap? Anyway, I'm just thrilled to say that. And Jesus won this victory for you and me to give us this authority back to the second generation. He did not win Satan for himself, for you and me. And what are we doing? We will get diplomas and certificates for just coming and then, you know, saying hallelujahs and maybe a little jogging and... But when it comes to authority and punching the devil, oh, Pastor, one man said, I'm keeping the devil on the run. And then the pastor asked, how come? Because I'm running away from him, he's chasing me. It has to be the other way, but other way. It has to be the other way. You must be chasing him. You're awake? Are you awake? I said, are you awake? Yes. Amen. Man, I tell you, only this group is more than sufficient here to get all the demons out of this place and then the Lord to bring and fill the people over here. That's right. These are the days, brother. How long are we going to wait? Would you like to go with the same kind of service with the same kind of things until this Christmas? No way. No way. Cannot take up any more, brother. There is too much of anointing. There is too much of power locked up within each one of you. That's why you have come, I know. Not even considering the weather. The Lord has brought you. He has chosen the weak things to confound the wise. So, he has asked us to command. So, the first chapter of Ephesians talks about Christ lifted up, seated in the heavenly places. But I've come to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. In that one, God shows us that the believer is raised up with Jesus Christ and seated on the heavenlies. You see, most of the time the believer does not know who he is in Christ. He does not know where he is seated spiritually. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved by his power. And raised us up together and made us sit together. Raised us up together, made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Can you see? Is not only Jesus is seated next to the right hand of the Father, you and I are seated next to the right hand of Jesus Christ. You know, Satan wanted that place. That's why he's mad about you and me. He cannot touch God, but he wants to touch and, you know, bother the children of God. He can't get near God. That's why he comes to hurt us, because he thinks he can hurt God by hurting us. But God says, give him a punch, give him a punch. Use my name, child. Oh God, don't cry to me. Use my name. And here we say, oh Lord, look at the mess we are in. Look at this chair. Oh. Oh my goodness me, I am sick. What more can the Lord do for the believers? What more the believers are expecting? Did he not say to Peter and John, now you are going back. I'm going to the Father. You better go to Jerusalem and wait there. Why, Lord? Until you receive power. The Spirit of God will come upon you just like it came upon me. And you shall receive power. You shall receive power. That is the position of every believer. We are asking, you know, the asking prayer is from the earth. But the commanding prayer is from the heavenlies. You are seated next to Christ and you look down and say, you take your hands off, you devil. In the name of Jesus. Enough! Until you come to the position and you get angry with the devil and to say, enough is enough in my family. You are leaving now in the name of Jesus. Take your filthy hands, get away! Nothing is going to work, brother. And I always wondered, Lord, in most of the churches, in most of the places, and especially in Canada, I have watched men always to be soldiers and leaders, and I see men weeping all the time. Men weeping and weeping and weeping. You know why? The position of authority and the leadership has been taken away, and they are spiritists. Groaning within. When Lord, where is the Spirit's cry? The inner man is crying. Yeah. When men take their positions, brothers, I wanted to say, the church is on the go, on its march. How long are we going to learn? You cannot take over Canaan standing this side of Jordan and singing. We're going to sing a song about Canaan and Canaan and we will sing. You know what? Canaan is ours in the name of Jesus. And the devil on the other side of Canaan and probably he also jogging. Hallelujah. Keep on singing. But see to it you don't cross this river. Come on, sing. Let all the demons dance. you got a cross, you got a cross, and then use your sword. The violent shall take it by force. Those people who use force in the name of Jesus against the principalities and powers, against these hindrances, they are the overcomers. They are the overcomers. So God is talking to you. What kind of prayer are you praying? How long have you been praying? Asking. Come on to me. You see, the church has not got the revelation yet. So Satan knows that as long as we are ignorant of our position in Christ, as long as we are ignorant of that we are seated in the heavenlies with Christ, and the Lord has given us authority to go against him in his name, he knows that he can have us bound and we are defeated. Yeah. You see, the church cannot be on the defensive side. You know, God has not called us to be defensive, offensive. The devil must be mad and frustrated because the church is marching forward like a dam that is, you know, opened and the water flows and destroys the whole city. That's what the church must be doing. The people who made the world upside down have come here also. That's what they said of the early church. Here these people, they are spreading this and many are following them. They couldn't stop that, brother. What has happened now? 2,000 years, God's power has come down, his voltage. What's happening? You see? So he keeps us in ignorance. Now, Mark 11, 23, 24. If you are receiving something within you, say amen. Right? Hallelujah. Lord, build up your soldiers from here. Don't give them sleep until they get up and get fired up by the word. Stop everything, Lord. Sometimes God has to take away our jobs to sit and study at home. Oh, child, you are running away all the time because your job is not good. It's not going to give you eternal life. The abundance of things or whatever a man has will not become life for him, Jesus said. You are running about in the car, the Lord will have to take away your car. You are running about over with another friend everywhere, the Lord will have to divide that friend away from you. Lot has to leave. Until Lot goes away, Abraham cannot see. You with the wrong crowd, God will not speak to you. Don't stay with dead people. You become dead. Yeah. You become dead. You stink staying with them. Get on with people who are overcomers. Join with people who are overcomers, who use the prayer of authority, who are on fire for God, and speak the things of God, the kingdom of God. Brother, I want to tell you, you will be on fire. The firewood which is next to the wood that is just smoking will not catch fire. But the firewood which is next to the firewood, the wood which is burning profusely, that fire would also burn. So decide for yourself whom you are joining all the time and what you are talking. This is not a time to waste. Are you with me?
Mark 11:23, are you there? Okay, 11:23. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Now, this scripture does not tell us, Jesus is not telling us to pray to God about the mountain, which can be an obstacle, which can be a problem, which can be an opposition, a hindrance. It is a block, and it is bothering you, and it is not the will of God. And God is not asking you, oh, come on, speak to me about this mountain. No, he says, command the mountain. That is commanding prayer. This is commanding prayer. That's right. And the overcomers are the ones who will know to use it. But if you just go out speaking to God about the mountain, that's where you are going to get frustrated, and you see, and then afterwards you forget about it, and then the mountain remains. Who will say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. A preacher at a church, actually he's Derek Prince, when he, there was a bar, liquor bar, just across the road, and when they had their morning service, and they opened up, and then they had the liquor bar opened up there across the street, and they were really having their music and dancing, and that was bothering and disturbing these people and their service. And the Lord prayed to the Lord, and then, you know, for a couple of weeks, and then as usual, this man, a man of God, he was having the service, and then and the same thing happened as usual. There was big noise and dancing and swearing and all kinds of things, and suddenly the Holy Spirit threw his mouth, and he opened his mouth and said, let that place be cursed in Jesus' name. And the service was over, they went back home. Middle of the night, the police phoned up this preacher and said, your church is on fire, come soon. So he took his car and then ran to the place to see, actually, the liquor bar was on fire, not the church. It was burned to ashes. And the wind actually turned the fire and the smoke, everything. It was, for some time it was blowing towards the church building. And he, right there, he prayed, and then the winds turned suddenly to the other side. This truly happened. And there are places that we can use such authority, because we are the high commission, the high commission of heaven on earth. We give passports to heaven through the church. Oh yes, no one can come to Canada unless they receive a passport, a visa through Canadian High Commission, wherever they are. Are you there? The same way, the High Commission, the ruling part of heaven, is the church down here. We are here. Representation, representative. Does not the Bible say that we are the ambassadors of Christ? The High Commission of heaven. Immigration. Anybody wants to join? Yes. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Surrender your life. Repent! No thieves are allowed. No hypocrites are allowed. No. So speaking to the mountain, this is authoritative prayer. Perfect way, faith comes out of perfect knowledge of God's will. And with the knowledge, we command and get the results that we want. Actually, when we command that way, the Holy Spirit within us, through our spirit, does the commanding. As I told you sometimes back, and when Shamin was critically ill, and I was preaching on the other side, and somebody called me, and then I went back, and then I saw her, she was singing. I mean, there was, eyes were closed, and she was breathing, and there was blood all over. She was profusely bleeding. And what to pray at that time? Lord, heal her. I did not know. I was just dumbfounded. And I really, let me tell you, and this anger came within me. I was dead. I was so angry with the devil. Man, I was just, if you just came in front of me in flesh, I'd just punch him with me, just bare hand. And these words came out. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of death, come out of it. And when those words went out of my mouth without my knowledge, without my thinking, and her head was hanging like this on my, I think my sister's lap, and she began to open her eyes, and then afterwards I took her to the hospital. And she said, I felt that I was going somewhere deep somewhere, isn't it?
That is authoritative prayer. You should know that. You need that in an emergency. That's 911. Three things come, isn't it? The fire, the police, the ambulance. For us also, same thing. The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Here we are! And when God shows up, the enemy runs. Yeah. So the overcomers must know and learn how to use the prayer of authority. Prayer of authority. Matthew 18:18. Have you considered that one? Matthew 18:18. Assuredly I say to you, truly I say to you, verily, verily I say to you, when you find a word like that, assuredly I say to you, you must always know the one of the reasons I believe the Lord has used it like that. This place the devil will attack to confuse us more, because he's going to say something very, very important for us to use. Everything Jesus said was the truth and will remain as truth forever, because he is the truth. But when he says truly, truly I say unto you, most assuredly I say to you, why should he say that? Hey, pay attention now. Watch out what I'm going to say. Let it sink into your heart what I say. But yet, you see, the church has missed it. The church has just let go, like, you know, the soap. And then we just, you know, pray just one kind of prayer. Oh Lord, oh Lord, look at the That's why, you know, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be loose in heaven. All right. Earth and heaven. The heaven means where Satan rules, not the heaven where God's abode is. This is talking about the heaven where the principalities and powers are there, operating from there. Are you following me? Right. Because we don't need to bind anything in heaven where God is and angels are. Absolutely, that's scraped off. So whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound. Actually, the Greek says is already bound in heaven. Are you with me? Watch this.
who is to start first? God or we?
We are to start.
God is not going to bind for us. God is not going to do anything for us. The devil is ripping off families and dividing them, making them mad and, you know, taking away their things and making the children to go into rock music, witchcraft and rebellion. No, I won't listen to you. Son, don't bring this CD here inside door. No, I will bring. Rebellion. In the last days, children shall be disobedient to their parents. It's a demonic spirit, brother. You see, the churches has been informed everything, but yet we have not paid attention. Are you with me? Are you listening to me? So here he says, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Authoritative prayer. Holy Spirit, I thank you. He reminded me just now something. Before I forget, let me tell you that. One day, there was a lady, and she came for deliverance. And I was actually at the end of the church building, and let me say where the stairways are. And the portico is just around that way. And once you come out of the portico, and you walk or you run for about 3 minutes or 2 minutes, you're on the main street, main road, where traffic is. So this lady, we are praying, and I believe Shamin was inside. I don't know why you were inside. You were frightened as usual, or no? No, you were not at the time. So they said, oh yes, and listen to this. No, these things the Lord showed me. That's why I'm sharing with you. And here I am praying, and she convulsed, and she was biting. Now I don't go. I said, you devil, you're coming out now. Some of those Hindu demons, let me tell you, those witchcraft, those snakes, they'll give you a fight. Man, they'll look into your face and say, tonight I'll kill you. Oh, yes. And you grow up in the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit pumps you. You just fold your arms and say, you try. You devil. But I have news for you. You are getting out now. When? Not tomorrow, now. As I was speaking, commanding, suddenly this lady, she shook off her hands. Man, she took off like a sports race car. You know, have you seen these 100 meters runners, you know? I don't know their names. When they fire, bang, bang, man. I see running. Now, how am I to run behind? I know one of my elders, they will be behind her, but you can't run with the devil, brother. Listen, now she's going. Now my heart is afraid, because if she goes and bangs with a car and dies, man, I'm in jail. So think twice before you become a pastor. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, Brother Mark, are you listening? Brother Mark? Yes. So, as she was running, these words came out of my mouth. I never thought about it. How can I think? Now I am scared when she's running away. You know what I said? I hope I'm telling it right. You correct me, because they are the spell checkers, you know. You know, spell checker, you find it in the computer. Oh, yes, the crossing of the T and that, you know, all that is done by Shamin, right? Now listen, this was, I said, Father, I sent two angels to catch that woman. When I said, catch that woman, two angels, she fell on the road flat, brother, on face. That's God. And I turned and looked. Shamin, she's weeping.
Because the Lord heard. Yeah, true. I still remember. It was evening, isn't it? And the Lord heard, and the angels just caught her. When I say catch, she was flat on the floor. Why are they? The angels are there for us. Just to come and stand here. Wow. You having a nice jogging. Hi, hallelujah. No. They are ministering spirits. They are ministering spirits. And they are just waiting. And these people doesn't seem to be using us. We are no work here. We are no work here. Would you like to use the angels? Mm-mm. I will show you the place, but this is not there. We will study when we study about the angels, if God permits. But these things are there for the believer, and overcomers should know to use it. Brothers, we need these things down here on earth. Why do we need it after Jesus comes? We don't need it. We don't need to fight with the devil or with the demons after he comes. Nothing. Everything is going to normal. The devil won't have anything to do afterwards. So this is authority. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You shall be able to bind. I will tell you another story. There was a Chinese man down in Finchin Pharmacy while I was staying there. And I used to go in and get something from in the shop. And this man used to treat me very nastily for no reason. And he used to just not look at me. What do you want? I said, what do you mean? I'm a customer. What do you mean? What do you want with a hard voice? And never say thank you. Even when I say thank you, I'm buying the thing from his hands and then I say thank you. He's not saying thank you. And all the time nasty. And I got angry sometime after. I really got angry. Don't think that preachers are just that. I get mad, brother. And the Spirit of God said, I won't say, he said. He urged me. One day I came again to the shop. And I know, let me see what this man is going to do today. Today I'm going to give my mouth. If he says anything, I want to ask him, would you like to be polite with people? And I rehearsed it within me on the way. And I came. But then I was prompted from within to bind. So before I went to the shop, I'm outside. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, every demon power that is trying to aggravate me, trying to harass me through him, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I couldn't care if anybody was watching. I was outside binding. And I went inside. The Lord, you know what he did? When he saw me, hello, good morning, come on. I was with my mouth open. And I'm now thinking, did it really work? Yeah. I can't believe myself. Because he never even looked at me from the till. Anybody comes and says, no. And I was deciding myself not to go to his place. That shop. But when I did the binding, that was it. Brother, let me say this. There are some demons which identify you, brother. In some shops. Oh yes, they will identify you. There are some demons in the drivers, the cars, they will identify you. They will come and aggravate you by coming forward, taking the thing. Hey, listen carefully. They can see the children of God. Did not the devil say, I know Jesus and I know Paul? Hallelujah. When are you going to use it? When are you going to use this authoritative prayer? Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We have to do the start. The starting point is with the church. We have to do it. Father, we come against every demon power, every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of pride, every spirit of lies and hypocrisy. We bind in the name of Jesus every spirit of disturbance, every spirit that look through the eyes and then frighten the pastor while he's preaching. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We command to leave. You may laugh, brother, when these demons, they look through the eyes of the people and frighten. Why do you think the Lord says, Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces? And he told the same thing to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, don't be frightened of their faces, because the devil shows up on their faces. Oh, yes. Some people, I tell you, when you are preaching, you can know it's written on their faces. Oh, come on, stop it. I told you, those are the religious demons, that they get upset. I heard that one lady came here and then went away and said, our ears too harsh. I don't know yet. I pray that the Lord will bring her back again here. Binding prayer and losing. Jesus came and the service was on. He broke in through the service and went and laid hands. I like you. When you just follow Jesus, everywhere he went, he upset the whole thing. Even funeral houses, he upset the thing. They are going to bury this man, upset the funeral. They are all crying there, and then he goes and raises up that girl, and they have to now stop crying. Oh dear. So we need to bind and loose the captives. The church has to do that. The church will have to do that. See? And I said when Paul was aggravated by the demon through that lady, and then he waited for the time, and then he commanded, come out. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that very hour the devil came out. Very hour. See? I'm finishing. Now, Revelation 12:11 says, the overcomers, they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even to death. Revelation 12:11. You know that scripture. Brothers, if you want to be an overcomer, you should know that 100% you are born again, and the blood of the Lamb is the victory. Through his blood we received forgiveness of sin. Thus, Satan hates the blood of Jesus. There are hardly, you know, only few sermons are preached in churches about the blood of Jesus Christ. And see the songs also, a few songs. Last Sunday we were singing one song, Oh, the Blood of Jesus. See, the blood of the Lamb, the life is in the blood, the Bible says. The Holy Spirit is the life. And the Holy Spirit is there to destroy the devil. And anybody who is loving this life, brother, you cannot be an overcomer. You will be overcome by the flesh, by the course of this world, the life pattern of this world, the life that goes on with the unbelievers in Canada. You come under that demonic spirit's power and you copy that life, but you show up on a Sunday. You sing and you still read the Bible, but you are following the lifestyle of the other people who are not born again. Unless we die to ourselves. You see, those people, the Bible says, did not love their lives. Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than join the world. He said, let me suffer. And God used him. Paul said, I don't consider my life In Acts chapter 20, verses 22 to 24, he said, I do not consider my life as dear to me. I know the Holy Spirit is saying there's going to be many tribulations when I go to Jerusalem, but let me go. See, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, you know, in the last days there will be people lovers of themselves. People who love themselves. You can die as a Christian. Okay, truly born again? Yeah. But then forget about overcoming the devil, the flesh, and the world. Forget it. You have only just to beg from, write letters to preachers and contact so and so. Pastor, oh, preacher, can you pray for me? Or, oh, you know, always begging. You're still a babe. You have been overcome by these three things. But God says, no, I'm looking for overcomers. In every church, I'm looking for overcomers. He who overcomes, the promise is given. He who overcomes, the promise is given. You know, only one church has been given the promise to rule the nations. In the book of Revelation, out of the seven churches, that church which wins over, which